for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Saturday evening service of April the 14th, 1990. Passover weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park. Bob Bush is the speaker in this service.
Of course, we were out there a couple of years ago and looked
at... Shut up. Get her a tank.
On both sides of his pickup, there was where he had touched a tree just a little bit close, you know. Quite close.
Wasn't his fault, though. Let's go on. They live down in a place and the snow and ice get in there, and they'd go out that hill and slide into a tree on each side, so they had both sides banged up. But that wasn't what she did. She went outside, so I saw. And she hit a mailbox. And so she was so shook up. Oh, this is the second car, first day, and I messed them both up. So she was so shook up, she went over and parked the car and confessed favor for 1 hour before she went home. When she got home and sprung that dude on her husband, he said, honey, that's all right. You're not hurt, are you? You're what's important, not that old car. Now, I would not have that much grace for you, so don't try it. Praise God, praise God. Favor with my husband when I do some boo-boo. Now, if you're so lazy and you won't clean the house or something like that, don't expect favor. Expect his foot. Now, if you're working 8 hours a day and he's working 8 hours a day, and you come home and sit down and wait for him to come home, let him help you. A woman is not a slave to that house if she has to go out and work 8 hours a day. Let that ornery husband share it. If he is such a poor provider that he can't make enough money to let you stay home, bless his gizzard, he can help you take care of the house. That's good preaching, huh?
Yeah, that's good preaching.
Well, we love you tonight.
Amen.
Favor with God and man. Now smile and give a blessing to people.
Amen.
Thank God, thank God. Thank God. You need a job? Start confessing favor. You need more money? You see, these are testimonies. You confess a favor, confess a raise, you may not get it.
Of course, there was one little lady that went in and
asked... Tell them that, honey, they're not going to believe it.
Asked her boss for a raise in the morning, and she got it. And then she went to lunch and she began to think, oh, that was so easy, I think I'll try it again. So she went in that afternoon and got another raise.
See, that's just her testimony. And you know, when I was telling that story one day in a morning service, and that I didn't even know it was the same area where she was. That girl said, that's me. And another girl held up her hand and said, yes, and I work in the same office and we still don't like it. Isn't that funny? Now, you see, those are testimonies. They may not work for you.
And then again, you might get three of them.
But the spirit of it will work eventually. And I guarantee you that you're going to have more favor blessings than any other thing you've ever tried. Because this message works because it's God's basic favor nature. His mercy nature. And all you're doing is activating your inheritance.
And, Bob, we didn't bring in from the Old Testament... Remember what was in the very center of the Holy of Holies? The mercy seat. Now that is God's nature.
Law was given by Moses.
And grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
In the law, David should have been killed twice for adultery and for killing the man. You remember that? And the word of the Lord came and says, I pardon him. Don't kill him. Isn't that amazing? Now, that sin affected his whole family. It never departed from his family. That curse went right on down through his family. Christ has redeemed us from the curse. David could have broken that in the New Testament. Of course, he got forgiven, I'm sure. But that curse went right down through his family. Now, the point we're making is that favor worked even under the law, and it changed the principle of the law, and he didn't get killed. David numbered Israel out of pride and rebellion against God, and God told him not to do it, and then the Spirit of God spoke to him through a prophet and said, you got three choices.
You can have 3 years of famine, 3 months of running before the enemy, or 3 days of the angel of the Lord.
He said, well, I'll take God's mercy. He said, God's merciful. I'll take the wrath of God for three days.
3 days.
3 days. He said, I can't trust man. He's liable to kill me. He said, God's mercy is so great, he's just liable to repent right in the middle of it. And he did. I mean, God repented right in the middle of it and cut it off. Didn't judge him anymore. God's mercy in the Old Testament. Moses, on receiving the law, God's grace forgave the people instead of killing them. So, grace in the Old Testament was so powerful, and that was called the law. Grace and truth comes by Jesus Christ. So you and I got super grace. That's the reason why favor is so powerful. Because it's just God's nature in action. See, mercy,
amen.
Lord and I go over these messages on mercy a couple times a week for an hour and just pray them. Boy, you get to believe in God's mercy. You expect something. You expect God to be merciful. And then every once in a while, God tells you to straighten it up or you'll get it. By the way, I better take just a couple of minutes to read something to you, honey. Hey, you guys don't have to be in a hurry. I know you're not. Anyway, if you stay as long as you stayed last night, you can stay another 5 minutes here. Well, I tell you, those seats get hard sitting out there. Well, I fixed that seat up tonight. I took that cushion my wife was sitting on and put it under me.
And then I came back in and didn't have any.
But she,
that shows you how much she loves me.
But she got a lot more cushion than I did. Praise God, praise God. I want to read a few scriptures. Favor when you're in trouble. This is Israel, basically, when they went into captivity. Start reading, honey, as I give you a break there. Listen to this now. God said there's going to be three groups of you go into captivity. One third of them will kill you. I'll kill you with the famine and
another third
pestilence.
With the sword.
And then the next third, I'm going to kill you with the sword. And then the next third, I'm going to take you into captivity, and half of you I'm going to drive and to kill you too. Now, that's where favor went in reverse. They were such a bunch of devils that God's favor finally lifted off of them. Are you out there?
But Jeremiah 15:11.
Now, watch this, though. Listen to what this says.
Jeremiah 15:11. The Lord said, verily it shall be well with thy remnant. Verily I will cause the enemy to entreat thee well in the time of evil.
You go into captivity, I am going to cause the enemy to favor you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they get favored. Daniel get favored. Later on, Esther and Mordecai, did they get favored? Oh, yeah. Read on. She became queen, you remember?
Jeremiah 15:8. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her root by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought.
Time of drought, time of storm, time of trouble, you will have favor.
Isaiah 32:18, and my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places.
When?
When it shall hail, coming down on the forest, and the city shall be low in low place.
See, this is that 20% that didn't get killed. He said, you're going to have favor when the hail, the storms of God's wrath starts falling. He said, you're going to have a hiding place. I like that, don't you?
Amen.
Read on.
Isaiah 33:14. The sinners in Zion...
Oh, here's your carnal Christians now. You are not going to make it.
The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surpassed the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring power? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burden?
Now watch this. This has two prophetic meanings. One was Israel. Dual meaning. And they did. They burned. They didn't go in. 80% of them went down. That great nation went down by pestilence, famine, sword.
He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppression, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, he shall dwell on high.
See, the blessing of God is going to be on the righteous. But woe to the backslider in Zion. See what it said? You cannot expect the blessings to keep flowing if you walk in rebellion. Finally, it'll catch up with you. God's mercy was so great that if they was in rebellion for 200 years, he kept pouring out his favor. And finally, he withdrew it, and he left it only on the Daniel bunch, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego bunch. And that's the thing we're coming into in this last hour. There's going to be an army that's going to be favored of God and man, and they're going to walk in the glory of God.
Amen.
This is so beautiful. Better quit, Hamley, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody say it. I have favor.
I have favor.
With God and man.
With God and man.
I love people.
I love people.
People love me.
People love me.
I have that supernatural.
I have that supernatural.
Irresistible.
Irresistible.
Personality.
Personality.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
People love me.
People love me.
And I love people.
And I love people.
Now, when you get in a jam, you did something wrong, say, God, forgive me. So you repent real fast.
Bob, I want to sing my song.
All right, and you may have to repent to somebody else, too. And then you start saying, I have favor. Sing it.
I'm a blessing everywhere I go.
La, la, la.
I'm a blessing everywhere I go.
Praise God.
With Christ in me, the world shall see. I'm a blessing everywhere I go. Sing it with me. I'm a blessing everywhere I go. I'm a blessing everywhere I go. With Christ in me, the world shall see. I'm a blessing everywhere I go.
You stir that up in you, little stinkers. You stir this up and start smiling. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to have some pressures out there. You get out of this atmosphere, there's pressures out there. You'll have to walk this out by faith sometimes. You'll just have to say it when you don't believe it. You keep working it, though. Are you listening? Praise God. You want to take another half hour, brother, of ministry?
Honey, it's 10 o'clock.
Or you want to let them go? You want to take a half an hour of ministry, you want to let them go? You guys tired? Want to go home? All right. What we're going to do, we're going to have six or eight people come down here. I almost asked Lillian to move this pulpit. Praise God, we're going to have some people come down here and minister to you. Wouldn't that be fun? Praise God, praise God. Which one of you guys want to come down? Come on down. Praise God, praise God. I'm just looking for some hot ones out here. What are you looking around for? Trying to duck here. Who would like to come down in this bunch right here? You're going to call out sicknesses and you're calling out problems. Which one back here? Any of you? The other not, huh? All right. Hey, why don't you come down? You'll be a hot one for us. At least you'll give us some balance. Come on down, brother. This guy here is a good old prophet. See, he'll make up if the rest of us don't make it. Now, any of you guys want to come down? Would one of you like to come down and prophesy? Minister in the gifts of the Spirit?
Why not?
That's the way, brother. Da da da. Praise God. You want to come down, honey?
She volunteers me.
Yeah, that's a good one. Which one of your girls is coming? Okay, kid, come on. Which one in here? Well, you can come down, brother. You look smarter than all the rest of them. Could you handle it? Could you handle it? You have to make up your mind. I don't want you to come down if you can't handle it. Praise God, praise God. All right, have you ever ministered the gifts of the Spirit before? Have you? A little bit this afternoon. Little Dab, you never have. Praise God, praise God. Now these are greenhorns, except this black guy up here. Praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God. Now, what we're going to do, you all was here today, weren't you? All of you. Now, you are going to look out there and you pick out somebody right now. You're not going to call out sickness right now. You're going to call, give them a word of prophecy. Okay? You was here. You remember how we said do it, right? You reach out there and you grab somebody right away. Just get them in your mind. You got one? Got one? Got one? Got one? So lock in on them now. They're yours. Now, that's first, you sort of look at them, look above their head, start praying in tongues a little bit to get a revelation. All right? And you're going to encourage them. Now, do you have some tar and feathers in case they miss it? No, if they miss it, we're going to say, praise God, aren't we? See, we're going to love them. Now, why are we doing this? We're doing this to... What was that? See, she's just kidding you. You see this, what I'm saying? If you're coming into the last move of God, and he's building an army, and you can see those people moving in the gifts of spirit, you say, man, I can do that too. Okay? Well, this is going to be fun, isn't it? Praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God. Praise God. Y'all ready? You got your revelation? Got your revelation? Don't have to ask you. Got your revelation? Got your revelation? Oh, just keep praying until you got your revelation. That's all. Praise God now. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Grace. Favor. Come on. Favor. 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 Ibahata. Miracles tonight. Miracles tonight. Miracles tonight. Miracles tonight. Miracles tonight. Signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Miracles. Miracles. Signs and wonders. Miracles. Signs and wonders. Miracles. Signs and wonders. Glory to God. All right. Now, this prophet so-and-so here, he's going to minister to you. These are all foreigners. You've just flown in from New York. You're the prophet of the hour. Now, get this favor thing going, man. Stand up there and act like a man of God. Thank you, Jim. I'm encouraging you. This is not this talk.
Ron Miller, come up here. I've never met this man before today.
Well, you're a good brother.
Ron, you have favor with God. And I believe this with all my heart. Because of your background, you relate to a lot of people that no one else can relate to. And you're going to have a positive impact on more people's lives than you have ever imagined in your life.
Now, did you get a word for him? What's the revelation? You're giving that out of your overflow. Now, what's the revelation?
The revelation, I'm not 100% positive with this, but I believe that you will see in your life a ministry develop with other people that you will have a positive impact on.
Now, how did you get that?
What he's asking, did you get it by picture or word or what?
Or just impression?
Impression.
Okay. Now, that's all right, but we want something better than that. Okay? Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Stay there. Just get back in line, but you can just don't run away is what I'm saying. Now, that's not a scold. See, I can't let him get by with that because that'll mark him for the rest of his life. He'll just keep doing that. You got to come in to something stronger. Is that all right for me to say that?
Yes, sir.
This is not a scold. We're in school. We're being blessed. All right? So don't try to cop out like that. Smile, brother. Now I'll pray for you. Tebroko je brakasaka. Roboko sokora. Omroko sokora. Orabakai, brother, I see your feet. It's like you've been in mud. You follow me? Just chunk. Thank God you had a pair of boots on. Overshoes. You pull those overshoes off, and you pulled yourself up, and you sit down on the steps, and you're looking down at that stuff, studying and thinking. You know what God's saying to me for you? He's saying to me that there's times when you get in an awful mess. You understand that?
Oh, yeah.
But you know, the fact that you could pull those overshoes off shows me that you had enough wisdom that when you got in a mess, at least it never stripped you. You was always able to shed off some of that outer stuff and sit up there and look at it and say, well, I'm learning a lesson here, and I'm not going to do that again. See, God's given you a lot of wisdom through some of these troubles you've been having. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
So this is going to help you, brother, to realize that it's not all loss. You're a man that's very wise, very successful. You got enough sense to see, some people, they get in the mud, man, they lose their britches.
That's right.
All this guy lost was his overshoes. He had sort of planned for it. You understand that?
Okay.
God love you, brother. Now, that's a simple word of knowledge. Just, I call it a love word. Now, see, brother, I want you to dig in there deeper. Now, are you feeling bad? You feel like I scolded you too hard?
No.
Good. Get somebody else. Come on, prophet. Don't let this guy intimidate you now. Don't let this guy intimidate you because he understands how to move in the gifts a little bit better.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. That brother back there with the glasses on, I'd like for him to come. Praise God. Hallelujah.
That's the right one?
Yes, sir. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just point right through the people, and he saw my finger coming back there to him. Bless the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd just like for you to just stand right there, right in front of me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands before the Lord. Glory to God. The Spirit of the Lord was showing me, glory to God, hallelujah, even as it was doing for this young lady over here. Just stand up, lady, glory to God. There's sort of a double thing, glory to God, hallelujah. I saw as an angel taking swords and cutting off things, glory to God, hallelujah.
What?
Cutting off things in their lives, just like he was destroying something around them, glory to God, hallelujah. And the Lord said that he was getting ready to take you into another place, and with this deliverance that's coming, with the mighty angel of the Lord that was bringing forth a mighty and perfect deliverance, glory to God, the Lord said that he is equipping you, he's equipping you, glory to God, because look like what he ripped off, glory to God, I saw the even as though the Lord dressed you in something different, glory to God, hallelujah. And when he put it on, glory to God, look like you lift up your hands and the Lord put a sword in your hand, glory to God, hallelujah. And as you lift up your hand with that sword, even lightning shot out of the sword, and God said he's going to empower you, glory to God, to work forth in these last days to do a ministry of battle and of warfare, and you're going to go forth in the anointing of God, hallelujah. And the Lord said, don't take his word slack in anything, but to know of a truth that even as you put forth that dedication, that fasting, and that prayer before him and get it into his word, the Lord said he shall bring it to pass not many days hence. Glory to God. And the Lord said that even though that many times that many have worked with you this week, glory to God, hallelujah, I saw the sword of the Lord as though it was thrown towards thee, hallelujah, and said that many things that has been attached to you has literally been cut off and thou hast been set free.
Hold up, yes, sir.
Praise God.
Now, brother, God's telling you, you're part of the army. Get involved. Get a hold of God. Get to fast and pray and quit horsing around. Okay?
Thank you, brother.
Bless you, brother. Praise God. Now, we appreciate that good word. Now, next prophet.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Mine was given for the lady back there in white and pink there.
Come on up, sis. Y'all having fun? I am.
Praise you, Jesus.
Now, these are love words from God's sweethearts to you.
Bless you.
You've got to give us liberty to make mistakes. Go ahead, brother.
Thanks, Lord. I heard baby. I don't know. That's the word I heard. Because you're going to have a baby soon, or a spiritual baby.
Are you married?
Yeah.
Are you wanting a baby?
Oh.
Lay your hands on her and bless her.
Anyhow. The Lord grant you favor. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's the blesser. You're the blessed one. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank God, thank God, thank God. Now, sweetheart, it's just normal for mamas to have babies. We're not going to tell you you're going to have a child. He's felt like that's what God said, and so we'll just kind of hang loose on that, won't we? God love you. See, you got to give these brethren an opportunity to make a mistake, because they're just like you. They're trying to yield into the supernatural. Okay? Now, I know a bunch of women like for somebody to tell them that, for God to tell them that. You're going to get pregnant, boy, they'll shout and kick and go, glory to God. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
I'd like the gentleman sitting next to the lady in the pink blouse, please. How do you do, sir? I don't know you and you don't know me. But I bless you and I love you in the Lord. My brother, you've been through some heavy times, hard times in your days, in your life. And I'd just like to exhort you and lift you up and bless you in the name of Jesus. But I would go further than that, and I would say that if you will fix your eyes on Jesus in a way that you've never done before, that there will be such a strength come to you supernaturally, because he desires to bless you more than anything else in the world. And if you had been the only person living, he'd have died that death that we commemorated yesterday just for you.
What did God give you for him?
That he will walk in strength and in power as he gets so close to the Lord and as his vision fixes upon the Lord that he won't be able to see any other. When we get close enough to anything, they tell me that when you get close to the Statue of Liberty, really close, all you can see is the masonry. You can't see out to the left and you can't see out to the right. All you can see that. When you get that close to Jesus, brother, you will have everything that you need for life and godliness in abundance in your life.
Now, those are good words. Now, is that sort of an exhortation or did God give you a revelation?
It's an exhortation.
Yes, more of an exhortation.
It's an exhortation.
Now, you've got the capability to get a revelation. Now, you can do it. You did this afternoon. Okay?
I had a picture.
Yeah, you get a picture. Pray over him in tongues, instantly get a picture. Mm-hmm. First thing that comes to your mind is God. Now, use it.
Ula sandarabashiyo gyafa santukiya lulian darabasutia gyata toshante. Ula sandukiya lulian darabashiyo gyafa sikiyantukiya lulian bagashiyo.
That's all you need.
Have you had anything to do with Africa?
No.
Was your father a missionary or anything like that?
Just tell him what you saw.
I saw Africa, big, great plains, and native Africans there, African people.
Where are you from?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Is your church missionary? Is your church a missionary church?
Yeah.
Is it? Do you pray for Africa? Uh-huh. Do they go out into mission field sometimes?
Sure.
You start praying for Africa. Start praying for it. God might put you on an airplane, send you over there for, you know, for a little bit. Okay? Praise God. Praise God. That's good work. Now, brother, your church is involved in quite a bit of mission work. Is that it? All right, you keep praying for Africa. And then, see, they're just liable to go over there. You know how they take tours over there. And you're liable to get involved in that mission work. Doesn't mean you're going to be a permanent missionary over there. You might be. But, man, I know a lot of people your age go over there and live. Different countries. They just get started when they get your age. I mean, it's amazing what God does with people. Come on, honey. Step up here and move like a prophet.
I'd like you, sir, my brother there. The glasses? And yes.
Where'd Kevin go? Yeah, bring Kevin up here.
What I have seen was surrounding you, your neighbors, are going to be so joyful and helpful and comforting to you In many ways. I don't really see the ways other than they're going to just come and do for you. That you must be finding favor with them. They just seem to can't do enough for you.
That's doing it now or going to?
They're going to. They're going to. I don't sit. I see them around this house and coming over and doing for you.
You must and be pretty friendly with your neighbors, huh?
Do they do a lot of things for you now?
Not now.
Not now? Well, I see them doing
they're just,
that.
They're just good neighbors.
And I see that, or I feel that you maybe have something hurting in your chest or something, and you're going to be healed, and they're going to believe more in Jesus.
You got problems in your inner chest area and stuff? What is it, brother?
I don't know what it is. I'm going to the doctor now. He's trying to find out.
All right. Now, she's picking up infirmity in this inner area, the chest area. And
if you but believe, he will heal.
You believe God will heal when she lays her hands on, she got the revelation, will God heal? All right. Lay your hand on him like Jesus sent you.
Akuria, in the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Right now, receive it. Receive it right now.
Take it.
Take it.
Take it in the name of Jesus.
Take it in the name of Jesus.
Take it.
Take it in the name of Jesus.
Glory.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Receive your
throw your hands up shout a little bit, brother. Glory to God. Glory.
Praise the Lord.
It has something to do with the neighbors. They are going to be rejoicing or joyful and be happy with you for that. For that they're going to see it in you and then come over and just want their...
She saw all these neighbors being so kind, and he said these neighbors are already real nice neighbors. So they got a relationship there already, see? And so it's just going to be a little bit nicer now even. God love you, brother.
God love you.
Stand back here. Where's Kevin? Did he get up here? I guess he backslid. Praise God, praise God. All right, we're going to do something different now, brethren. Did you all pick somebody else out yet?
No.
That's all right. Didn't want you to. This is going to be better. Hold that, would you? Praise God, praise God. Isn't this a sweet guy? Don't you love him? Ibrakasata Rabba. Ibrakazata rabakosotora. Zorobokozokora. Ibrakasatara. Ibrakasatara. Imbrakasakara. Umbrakasatara. You know, this is amazing. The revelation I'm getting for him. Now, I want you all to remember this. You'll get revelations you want to ditch because you want to argue with the Holy Ghost. Your natural mind does not understand the things of the Spirit of God. And you do miss it once in a while. See? So you really have to keep walking humbly when you're moving the gifts of the Spirit. You never get cocky. You're always tender. Now, when I saw this brother, first of all, I saw him like he was standing in a storm. Man, storm just blowing all around him. And finally I see him turn around, and man, here's nothing but a wall, just a steep wall. And he's feeling that wall, and he's going to eventually climb it. But brother, that storm just keeps blowing against you. And you're going to go up over that wall. And you're going to come into a new realm with God. But there's going to be some struggle first. Now, you know, I don't think you're having that much struggle right now out in your natural life work, are you?
Right now, God is blessing us on all fronts.
Yes. And he's going to continue to do that. But there's going to, I believe God's going to put you in a place where you're going to have to go up. Go up, you see. And there may be some pressure. Now, I don't like to prophesy that because I don't like to put pressure on people. I don't want you to start believing for that. I want you to start believing that God's going to make it easier for you as you climb up that hill. If pressure does come, laugh. Say, ha, ha, I'm going up that wall, brother. See, I know you're going to make it up the wall. See, that's the thing you need to know.
Yes.
Okay? Everybody minister to him now. Two or three of you get a word. You got something for him? Okay, step right up here if you got a word for him, and minister to him. Prokojeta brahata, porakahate, mingarakasakara, porabakasatakara. Now, anybody out there gets a word for him, you can give it. Just put your hand up. So you yield yourself into the Holy Spirit, too. And we'll let a couple of you bring a word for them. This is fun night. Favor of God's on you. Favor of God's on you. Come up here, Kevin. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Sit down here, brother. I want to talk to you. Okay. You got something?
Yes, sir. Praise God. Hallelujah. As Brother Bob was ministering to you a few minutes ago, glory to God, and I saw that even in what he was even describing, and the Lord was giving me to know about the seriousness of the spiritual warfare and the battle that you're engaged in, glory to God. And what he was relating to you is recorded in the book of Joel, and how that the Lord is going to use you literally to go over that wall. You going over it, glory to God. And the storm, because that you are literally going to get more and more into a seriousness of coming against Satan, and more so in these last days, because that it has looked like he, because of your ministry of deliverance, and I saw Satan as though that he was regrouping, looked like he was setting up a special camp, glory to God. And in this special camp, this is where that this situation is going to come. But the Lord said, you're going to win, you're going to win, you're going to come out of that storm, you're going to cause that storm to come, and you're going over the wall.
Now that really helped. Now that threw a little bit more light on that and gave it more help, didn't it? Appreciate that. You understood that better, didn't you?
Yes.
Then you have a word for him now. I'd like to have one more of you minister to him. Get a revelation. Reach in the Spirit. Get a word. It'll be easy now that we've ministered to him. Step in there.
Well, mine doesn't sound the same.
No, it's all right.
What I see is you're in a kayak in the water, just zooming through the water. Just you're just paddling and you're just going through like a breeze.
It's another angle of it. No problem.
Nothing in you. You know how a kayak, I've seen them in the picture. Man, they just go through.
See, you're dealing with his natural life now, see?
You just zoom through.
See, God, has that sort of been your history most of your life?
Oh, I'd like to say one thing. Many years ago, we came in contact with Brother Bob and his books and so forth. Never did actually get to meet him personally, just came into meetings where he ministered. And I'm just thinking as he was preaching this sermon tonight, my daily prayer is, Lord, I thank you for divine favor with those we come into contact with today. I've been praying that for years. And it came out of me reading that book back then. I didn't think about it until tonight. But I've been doing. I do it now, just naturally, and I've forgotten where it came from. Now, I just like to give the glory to God. God is blessing us in every area of our life, mentally, physically, spiritually, materially. I'm just overwhelmed with the blessings of God. It's just truly amazing. I prayed a prayer years ago, and I won't tell you what that prayer is because you would think I was bragging. But I prayed this prayer years ago, and it came true this year. And it's just truly amazing to me how God is blessing me. So right now, Early and I are like smooth sailing.
Isn't that precious? Now you see, this simple little revelation God gave you is a story of his life. See, I dealt with the spiritual. I was dealing with the spiritual battle, and I didn't know how to really relate it. See, and he picked it up and opened it up. Now that helps. It gives you a good balance there, doesn't it?
Right.
And also, this gives you a testimony of the message tonight.
Amen.
That what it's done for him. Thank you, brother. Praise God. Come on, Kevin. Stand up here. This is one of his staff, isn't he? This is the staff brother. Here, he messes around with the computer and keeps them all filed up all the time. Now, definitely get a word for him. Get a word for him, brother. All right? And if anybody else gets one, well, let it come out. Breka proho. Imbra kazatara. Roboko sokora. Omro kosokora. Hold this, honey. Beka rabatakara. Broko sokora. Broko sokora. Now, a simple revelation God's given me for him. He shows me, Kevin, to see you ringing an old church bell. Just stand around here so you can look at the people. See him ringing a church bell. Now, he's discouraged. He's ringing that old church bell and he gives it too much slack, and the crazy thing, you know, does a couple flips without his rope, you know, and he really is discouraged in his labor. Ringing the church bell represents his labor of love,
but there's discouragement on him. You follow me? Now, I want to confess this discouragement's going to be broken. You understand? Lebrote, embrastarra, sorotora, robocorista, rocosita, carabo, hosokoya. Now, the next picture I see, look up here now, I want you all to see this, because we're training you how to move into revelation knowledge on a very simple level. It's all basically the same area. Some people just get it working quicker and easier, see? And here he's got a, well, it should be one of these big balloons, you know, hot air balloons that pulls you up. Simple balloon, about almost the size of a hot air balloon, and he's got a rope, and he's trying to jump, trying to make that thing work, see? He's trying to lift himself without the full anointing, is what we're saying. Follow me? And that's not going to get the job done. So there's going to have to be an anointing and a strength come into you, Kevin, that'll lift you up above the problems and the pressures that you're going through right now. And that's what God's going to do tonight. You can't do it in your own strength. See, you're jumping and jumping and trying to get that thing working. It's not going to work. You're going to have a supernatural lift. And that's what we're believing God for, to come upon you in the weeks that lie ahead, a supernatural lift from God. Got that? Name of Jesus. Which one of you did I say get a word for him?
Here.
Thank you.
You know how I see him? Standing behind the wine shop that you were talking about tonight.
Okay.
Gideon, mighty man of valor.
Okay.
That's how the Lord sees you, brother.
I believe he is.
Mighty man of valor.
I believe he is.
And he has chosen you. He has chosen you for the work that you're going to do. Now, you can hardly believe it at the moment, but take it and receive it and run with it. Because God has this word for you that he's going to do mighty things in you and through you. Not of yourself. Not of yourself. But as you trust and believe in him. And write it down, if you like. When God gives you an inspiration, write it down. Keep it secret to yourself. Because it's between you and he. Just keep it to yourself. But refer to it and run with that vision. In
Hallelujah. Lord, that's a good word, brother. Now look up here. See, you're acting just like Gideon. Who, me?
Amen.
Come on. So just remember, underdog becomes top dog. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Lord bless you.
How about King James? You got a word for him?
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Very brief. The Spirit of the Lord was telling me that even the ministry that you are under is going to be a power that's going to cause a mantle to fall upon you, and you're going to have a double anointing of that double ministry of the man and woman that you are operating under. And the Spirit of the Lord is going to begin to empower you, even as the words has been given unto you this night. And the Lord said, take them not lightly, my son, for yea, I shall bring thee into a place of respectability and place of honor. For I, the Lord, shall be with thee and shall walk with thee. You can trust my words. You can rely upon me.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.